Another important aspect is whether we are conducting a prospective or retrospective study. Retrospective studies can be done using stored specimens. However, there is a possible bias, especially if levels of biomarkers are also influenced by the duration of storage. For example, proteins can start to deteriorate even though they are stored at -8 degrees, their levels may just decrease because of the longer duration of storage. There are also the problems inherent to all the retrospective studies, such as missing data, loss of follow-up, and failure to capture clinical events that can lead to bias in resulting disease analysis. Another important point is that certain biomarkers must be obtained on fresh samples and therefore cannot be stored.